Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic. It is Friday, March 27th. Q has been very busy, and I apologize for not getting my videos out in a more timely manner, but trying to keep up with Q posts on Twitter. This is the first of three videos I'm going to try to get out today. We'll see how long my voice holds out. This is a short video on one subject that Q mentioned this last week. And I haven't done a deep dive on this subject yet, and I wanted to pull together all the information that I had and do a video on this. Not the most exciting subject, but it is going to become relevant at some point in the future. For those of you following at home, Q posts can be found here, qmap.pub, qanon.pub. And we have a change in the Android apps. Q Drops is no longer available in the Play Store. So if you have an Android device and you want notifications when Q is posting, you can get Q Map as the app in the store. You can get Q Alerts. There's also a Q Alerts Lite, which is a free app. It has some of the features of the full paid Q Alerts, but not all of the functions. All right, my theme for this broadcast is Loop Capital. This, like I said, is a topical thread. It's going to pull together the research that I did on Loop Capital Markets, a Chicago-based financial firm Q has asked us to look into. The first mention of Loop Capital was on January 5th of 2018. Q wrote, "Follow the money, Loop Capital Markets, happy hunting, big week next week, Q." All right, that's January 5th. And let's pay attention to the dates. January 6th, following day, Q writes, "Do not lose focus on Loop Capital." All right. Q does not give us a lot of information on Loop Capital throughout his entire, I think Q's been posting now for 17 months. Just little bits here and there, but reminders that we need to pay attention to Loop Capital, because at some point, Loop Capital is going to be become a bigger thing. All right. So you can go to loopcap.com. Get information about them, and I did. I've done a fair amount of research. Loop Capital Markets was founded in 1997 by Jim Reynolds, his longtime friend of Barack Obama. They're described as a boutique investment firm. They actually kind of market and tailor their investments to minorities, actually, and they actually say that in their portfolio and on their website. So that's just basic background information. Okay, so this post, "Do not lose focus on Loop Capital," January 6th of last year. January 7th, the very next day, this post doesn't mention Loop Capital, but it's in the context of this post a couple of days earlier, "Follow the money, Loop Capital Markets, happy hunting." All right, so on the 7th, Q posted this: "U.S. taxpayers are paying for it all. Paris Accord equals a scam, trillions. Red Cross equals a scam, billions. Foreign aid is a scam, trillions. War is a scam, trillions," on and on. "Who audits where the money goes? Who actually receives the money? The U.S. taxpayer is funding the very people we are engaged in taking down. Slush funds everywhere. Think George Soros pays for Antifa out of his own pocket? No, he doesn't. You're paying for George Soros and Antifa. The hole is deep. Feel sick yet, Q?" All right. Q has mentioned this a number of times over the last, 4 or 5 months. Recently, Q had us look into where the money went that was shipped to Iraq and Iran during the wars. And I did not know that there was a lot of money shipped to Iraq, but that we ran through these news reports, and there was one news report, I think it was from CNBC, that suggested that $40 billion in cash had been shipped to Iraq during the war. And Q has suggested that money sort of slowly makes its way back into the pockets of politicians. They take cash from banks and Federal Reserve, they ship it in airplanes over to Asia, and then it gets lost. Well, It gets lost as far as we're concerned, but it makes its way back to the pockets of politicians. So somehow this money gets funneled back into the bank accounts of politicians, and I would imagine that that happens through investment firms like Luke Capital and other ones, and we'll talk about a couple more here in just a minute. All right. Politicians are sometimes paid for political favors. A lot of people go into politics because they know that they can make a lot of money doing it. When it comes to national politics, look at the net worth of a lot of politicians and then figure out how they make that money, making $180,000 a year as a what Congress pays. Because bribery is illegal, money is paid to them by charities and foundations. They sit on the board of directors of a foundation or some charity, and they receive an honorarium for being on the board of directors. Technically, that is not a bribe, but if you give a politician an honorarium and put them on a board of directors of some shell corporation, foundation, nonprofit, charity, and that politician arranges for political favors, in effect, you have bribery. And that is largely what is, I think, at the heart of the DOJ's Clinton Foundation investigation, which we're going to be getting into in the coming months, I have a feeling, once John Huber starts getting a little more active. Moving forward, January 13, Q named specific people who he says have engaged in pay-for-play using the methods that I just described. Loop Capital, CEOs, board of directors paying to play. Slush Fund, Hussein One in brackets, $29 million, Singapore. We don't say his name, it's John McCain, Two, $19 million, Singapore. Why don't we say his name? Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Three, $15 million, Banco de Mexico. Nancy Pelosi, NP, number four in brackets, $8 million, Deutsche Bank, USA. On and on, follow the money, focus on the loudest voices in Washington. What is their net worth? Reconcile. Right, so how do these people become worth all this money and on the salaries that politicians are paid? Hard to reconcile. So Jim Reynolds, interestingly, the founder of Loop Capital Markets, was named to the advisory board that was tasked with creating, planning, and building the presidential library for Barack Obama on the south side of Chicago. Here's his name down here on the community advisory board. Like I said, Reynolds, Loop Capital, Obama, they have a long history. Fun fact, if you go to obama.org, Barack Obama's website, their theme there currently is March Madness. I find that somewhat interesting because Q has been talking about March Madness this month. Full-scale attack. This is Hillary Clinton. March Madness, prepare, Q. Little coincidences. All right, 2 days after Barack Obama was elected president, NBC published this article noting that a lot of his success was owed to a core group of black executives, including Valerie Jarrett, John Rogers of Ariel Capital, and Jim Reynolds of Loop Capital. And this is just a snippet from the article. This article looks pretty in depth into those financial organizations that helped fund Obama when he was running for the state Senate in Illinois, the U.S. Senate, and then his bid for the White House. And they point out, once again, Ariel Capital, Loop Capital, and a couple of other Chicago investment firms were the key players in funding Obama's rise in politics. This is a 2012 article from the Washington Examiner, and it examines Obama's scheme that he devised to convince Illinois pension fund managers to invest money with minority-owned firms like Reynolds, Loop Capital, and Rogers Ariel Capital. This is an interesting article from ABC News. It compares John McCain and Barack Obama's promises to reform lobbying practices while both of them were associating with firms that were caught in corrupt practices. In 2003, James Reynolds, with Loop Capital, was caught on an FBI wire arranging a sham consulting contract with a woman This is in the Philadelphia area. The firm later won a $300,000 city contract. So just, like I said, background information. All right, we're going to fast forward a little bit. October of 2017, Loop Capital arranged a settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission over their failure to preserve emails. This is just one of the lesser known scandals that Loop Capital was involved in. Not a huge deal. They signed an agreement where they did not admit guilt and they weren't charged. I think they paid a $25,000 fine and got their hands slapped for that. They said, not a huge deal. All right. Little known fact, Michelle Obama's older brother, Craig Robinson, has coached a number of college basketball teams, is currently vice president with the New York Knicks. In the late 1990s, he worked for a couple of different financial outfits, including Morgan Stanley and Dean Witter, but also was partner at Loop Capital Markets for a short period of time. All right, I'm going to go down a little rabbit trail here. Walter Annenberg was one of the most prominent American philanthropists of the last century. He operated several media outlets, donated billions of dollars to education reform, and I put that in quotes, and other social causes. You can look him up on Wikipedia. Interesting character. He was a former U.S. ambassador under Nixon to the United Kingdom. The Annenberg Foundation funds Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides programming for PBS. Okay. And the Chicago Annenberg Challenge was a project that was partially funded by the Annenberg Foundation, and it was aimed at reforming education in Chicago public schools. You can find this on Wikipedia. You want to look that up. And I just was doing research, putting together pieces, and I found this very interesting connection here. Who do you think one of the authors of the winning proposal for the Chicago Annenberg Challenge was? Well, that would be William Ayers. Some of you probably know that name. That is the same William Bill Ayers, who was one of the founding members of the Weather Underground, who is a counterculture movement in the 60s. They actually advocated blowing up universities and schools. He's an avowed communist. And during 2008, Obama's presidential campaign, his controversial relationship with Barack Obama became a big problem. A lot of people wanted to know why he was associating with such a sketchy character. All right, so sticking with the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, who do you think was named as people, key players on the board of directors? That is correct. Barack Obama was actually named one of the founding members and president of the board of directors in 1995 when this started. And then James Reynolds, down there in the bottom, was also named to the board of directors in 2001, I believe. So May 12th of 2018, this was not quite a year ago, Q posted a link to a website, nationalsecurityaction.org. Who are we? And I'll take you there. It's this page. We are Americans, former senior officials and policy experts, academics, and civil society leaders who have seen firsthand how the United States is stronger, safer, and more respected in the world when we stand strong with our allies, pursue principled diplomacy, and stay true to the values that have long defined America at home and abroad. This website was set up not long after the President Trump was inaugurated. And co-chairs, oh look, Ben Rhodes, Obama's national security, I think he's deputy national security advisor. You got Jake Sullivan, National Security Action co-chair. You got Jeremy Bash, he was chief of staff for the CIA 2009 to 2011. You've got Tony Blinken, served as deputy secretary of state under Obama and also deputy national security advisor. You've got Barbara Boxer. All right, so you can go to this website and check this out if you want. And Anon took a screenshot, posted this, posted the description. Q said, "Well done, Anon." And then another Anon said, "Looks like the shadow government." Q responded to this post and said, "Loop, Q." Now, I'm assuming, but I can't say for sure, that somehow these people and this organization is connected to Loop Capital. I don't know exactly how, and Q didn't say Loop Capital, just Loop. So this is a little bit of a going out on a limb for me. Now, on the 26th, Incarnated ET got a shout out from Q for digging up another Loop Capital connection, posted a link to his Twitter status. Loop Capital, what are the odds of that? And that has to do with this. He found out that Kim Fox, who is the Cook County State Attorney, who recused herself in the Jesse Smollett case, is married to Kelly Fox, who works for World Business Chicago. And Jim Reynolds, the CEO of Loop Capital, sits on the board of directors there. So let me see if I can get the other images here. Here is the Kelly Fox, their relationship. And then you can go to down here in this lower one, there's a screenshot from the World Business Chicago that shows Reynolds on the board of directors. And that's, I'm sorry, these screenshots right here. You can see. All right. If you dig around a bit, you're going to find a spiderweb of connections to Loop Capital. Although, interestingly enough, there is no Wikipedia page for Loop Capital. I would have thought someone would have created a Wikipedia page for an investment group that was so closely tied to Barack Obama's presidency. There is no Wikipedia page for Loop Capital. You have to actually dig quite a bit to find any information on them. I wouldn't be surprised if there are people that are paid to scrub the internet of any information that involved Loop Capital, because I don't think they want their actual dealings to be in the spotlight. This is a muckety connection map. This one is for Loop Capital, and this one is for James Reynolds, connected to a lot of various people. And if you want to see any of this information, you can come to my timeline on Twitter or go to the ThreadReader app and find all this information. All right. Like I said, I'm not going to make any conclusions out of this. This is really just a lot of data and information that I think is going to become relevant at some point in the future. That is it for this broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to try to get those other two videos out this weekend. Thanks for hanging in there. Love you all. Take care. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer.